The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
All right, hour two of Sports Talk 1240 here in wonderful, hot, steaming hot Long Island, New York. With me, as always, my good friend Jeff Guida.
What's up, Vivid?
Actually, I didn't introduce myself.
Yeah, you didn't introduce yourself.
The host of the second hour.
It's too hot out now.
Michael Bivolo, I'm too hot.
Sunburn.
I'm too hot. My face is beating red.
Yeah.
Interesting show we have in the number 2 hour. Normally, I do my Jeter intro.
Yeah.
This is the number 2 hour of the number. But I think today I'm going to do an Aaron Judge intro.
Yeah, man.
Number 99. We have 99 more minutes of this, which we don't.
500-foot home run. Are you kidding me?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
We have an interesting, very interesting show on tap for Sports Talk 1240, the second hour. I have to introduce someone. Randomly in the studio. Is it random or is it not? I don't know.
You've been scouring the
yes.
free agent market.
A new face to the studio. A young man from Ohio State University.
Let's go, Ohio State.
The Ohio State University. Justin Katz. He's going to be with us for the summer. Going to help us out. Going to add some of his youth knowledge.
Yes.
Millennial.
Because we are getting old.
Yes, we're going to need that. He's probably close to half our age.
Yeah.
So we're going to need some of your knowledge.
I'm wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt.
Jeff,
get into that later.
Jeff brings the shirts. The Eye in the Sky, by the way, Justin, everyone can see us right there. It's a live
all 15 listeners.
Broadcast without audio. So we're primitive, but we're figuring it out. Maybe you're one of your
change the game
classes. They can be, hey, you know what? You didn't turn this little button on, and all of a sudden, everyone can hear us. So how are you, man? Thanks for coming down to Sports Talk 1240. Long Island guy.
Nice.
That's what I needed. So we looked for some. We'll do some housekeeping first before we get to the ridiculousness, which is Aaron Judge. We'll do some housekeeping before we get to the NBA Finals. Of course, the NHL Finals is happening as we speak.
Yep.
Do some housekeeping first. Justin came to us through a search that I did to see, like, who would be around to kind of help us out during the summer, do some marketing for us, but also add some of that youthful exuberance that we need.
Knows
about stuff that's going on in the world. Like, I don't know, maybe it's like pop culture, whatever it may be.
Right.
The criteria was very basic for the search.
Okay.
Sports fan.
Okay.
Right? Looking for something to do during the summer, intern style. Long Island native.
Okay.
I think that was it.
All right, that's real deep criteria.
Nothing. Right. Out of all of the responses that I received.
And you were sending me all the pictures and resumes and stuff. I told you you're out of your mind.
Out of the responses I received, 50% of them did not listen to that criteria.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
50% of the people were not Long Island. More than 50%.
Wow.
Were coming from other places.
You're not a Long Island guy. So.
I live in Long Island.
Yeah, no, but you're not an original Long Island.
Obscure Long Island sports radio.
Yes.
We need obscure Long Island
references.
College kids who are home for the summer to help us out.
I like it.
All right. So,
what year are you in, bud?
I'm going into my junior year.
Life is so good for you.
Life is definitely pretty good. Moving fast.
I feel like he's got a nice tan.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He's hitting the. What beach did you go to in Long Island?
I go to a couple. I go to Robert Moses. I go to Long Beach a lot.
Of course.
There you go.
Yeah.
Long Beach is
what was I thinking?
The cruise ship for 20-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a party nonstop.
Long Beach, of course. Probably can't afford
it. You North Shore guys don't know about Long Beach. You know, you're a North Shore guy, so you have no clue.
Oh, I know all about
Long Beach. All right, good.
Right, I steer clear these days.
Very good. Yeah, three kids.
Yeah.
Good move.
All right, so Justin happens to be, unfortunately, a New York Knicks fan.
Okay.
A New York Jets fan.
All right. So he's going to diversify us
a
little
New
bit.
York Rangers fan.
Okay.
And a New York Mets fan.
All right.
So, yes, diversity, another thing.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I only match up on Rangers.
Right.
And you match up on Knicks.
Right.
I'm on Knicks, too. Knicks and Rangers, and you're only Knicks because you're Islanders.
Yeah. Well, I worked for them for a million years, so that
was. Yeah, Islanders
fan.
So,
ship.
What we're going to do in a little bit, maybe after the break.
Okay.
Do a little intern test. The intern put them against the Coles.
All right.
I'm thinking maybe do it against you, though.
Oh, God.
It'll be just like a little fun.
It's going to be old school versus new school.
You're going to learn, Justin. I do a lot of, like, games and gimmicks to just pass the time, but also to bring something new to our program.
Got to love having a Jet Met guy here, you know?
Jet Met guy,
need that.
Yeah, it's great.
He's too young to be long-suffering, but he's suffering.
Right. He's not. No body fat.
Yeah, zero fat.
A perfect tan.
Right.
And he's missing at least. He's a Mets fan.
Right, exactly.
That's great. Right. We're Yankee fans.
Right.
At least we got that going for us. So we'll do that in a little bit. But let's get to the big news of the day, if anyone's watching it. Aaron Judge.
monster.
Has just solidified himself as the best player in Major League Baseball.
Can I issue a formal apology to your dad on the show? and potentially my lady friend listening in, who I said, like, there's no way he's going to hit more than 35 home runs. This guy's just murdering the ball.
I think you said
32.
Oh, no, 33 and a half.
33 and a half. He's going to hit that by the end of the month.
Right?
All right, this is nuts.
So we had a little over-under with my pops came in. We were like, who would you trade Aaron Judge for? This was like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
This was a month ago? It wasn't even like that.
I mean,
long
I still wouldn't trade him for Kershaw, but.
You still would trade him?
No, yeah, would.
Right.
Yeah.
We were going over, like, who would you trade Judge for? Who wouldn't you trade Judge for to get, like, pitching help, whatever? I don't know.
Nah.
You trade him for
Clayton Kershaw. It's Clayton Kershaw.
That might be the only guy.
Yeah, I agree.
He's good. Might be the only guy.
Greatest
now.
Pitcher of our generation.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's 29. He might be the only guy.
Right.
You could
you said if money wasn't factored into it.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, honestly, right now, he's the best value. I mean, he's making like $400,000. He's probably selling that much in T-shirts today.
Yeah.
Everyone and their mother's buying Judge T-shirts.
And all the nonsense that goes along with them, which I'm also a big sign guy.
Right.
I had a Judge sign Thursday at the game.
Yeah, I saw that. Sports Illustrated?
Sports Illustrated. Stop me.
Yeah.
But the puns that go away. I don't want Aaron Judge off the team just because of the puns that go with Judge.
Yeah.
Just the fun.
John Sterling's having like a field day.
Yeah, right. I mean, he can't he can have a new call.
He might have a heart attack. Judge and jury and, you know, Judge Mobner. He's going nuts.
I mean, it's kind of sad. I mean, I don't know. Like, even though I have to give it up to Conforto. Man. Conforto's having
that kid's a player.
He's a player.
Oh yeah,
and they try to keep him down, but he was back, but not getting his at bats.
That Mets should play him, bat him in the three hole every game,
right?
Lefty, righty,
every single game,
right there.
And as well as he's playing, Judge is blowing him out.
That's the thing. Well, Judge is blowing everybody out.
That's what I was trying to think. I kind of feel bad for Conforto because like he's having like a nice like rookie season or whatever. He's a rookie, right?
Technically,
rookie. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. All right,
correct.
Yeah. So that's what's going on in like New York. It's like you can't go away without seeing Aaron
it's
Judge.
A good time, man.
So excited. Yeah. My kids love Aaron Judge. So we're outside. We're swimming.
Yep.
Yankees are playing. I randomly the TV's on. We're going kind of in and out of the house, whatever. And it's Aaron Hicks because you know Aaron Judge bats after Aaron Hicks. So Aaron Hicks is up, and I was like, guys, they're in the pool. Aaron Judge is getting up next. They get out of the pool. They run into the basement, soaking wet, for the Aaron Judge 500-foot homer.
By the way, Aaron Hicks is putting on a pretty good hitting display as well. He's no schlep either.
I know this is the Aaron Judge happy, you know, magic happy hour we're talking about here.
Right.
The Yankees themselves are...
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like beyond my expectations.
It's awesome.
It's one of those things where it's like, they're not supposed to be this good for like 2 or 3 years. We said it like early in the season.
I'll rebut that after I tell the finish my story. So yeah, I'll comment on it. Right. So the kids come out of the pool. We Aaron Judge. The ball's 55 feet to the plate. And I'm laughing because I know that's going to be crushed because of where it is.
Yeah.
And it was crushed.
Did you see the pitcher? He just turned around. Like,
the dude in the outfield
looks like me playing
softball.
The dude
in the outfield dropped it right off his hand,
right.
Fell down to some guy. But that was that whole sequence. That I don't know, 3 minutes. I got the kids out of the pool. Like they wanted to come. Like that's what it's become.
Yeah,
it's become your
must-see
little
TV.
Kid swimming in the pool in the summer for the first time, and you want to get out to come inside to watch Aaron Judge at bat.
That's pretty exciting.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt.
I heard today it's like it's called a take out the garbage guy.
Okay.
It's like a phrase, like it's a take out the garbage guy. If your wife says, or your girlfriend or your mom, in this guy's case, right?
Yeah.
He goes, hey, Justin, you know, take out the garbage. Wait a minute. Aaron Hicks is up. Mom, 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes because I know Judge is up next.
Right.
And then I'll take out the garbage.
I like it.
You know, like a take out the
Chase
garbage.
Chase Headley's coming up. That's take the garbage out.
Headley's up. All right, I'll take it out right
the
now.
Garbage. Yeah, exactly. I got you.
You know, it's interesting stuff.
No doubt.
Yeah. So that's what it's pretty cool. 20 home runs. The night before, Friday night, he had 121 exit velo hit or whatever. You know,
yeah,
you
exit
know
velocity. Yeah,
exit velo.
This is this new wave millennial
yes,
stuff.
Yes, tell me, Justin. Do you know exit velo?
I'm not an expert on it. I believe it's when they combine the velocity with the meters per second. No, I'm not really sure.
It's just the speed off the bat.
Speed off the bat,
right? I mean, I don't know how they do it. It's like StatTrak or some, right?
Yeah,
that's really speed off that. So
could you imagine being a pitcher getting hit with that? Like if he hits one line drive back at
so
the pitcher,
you're dead. So it was 121 miles an hour, and he has the top three of the season. But I had an amazing tweet that didn't get enough love. Amazing tweet last night that's just getting no love. It's Doc Brown.
Right.
And it says 121 exit velo.
Oh, like 121 gigawatts,
And it was unbelievable.
Does the millennial understand that one? Back to the Future?
I understand some of the Back to the Future references.
Okay.
Not this one in particular.
1.21 gigawatts.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
That should have been a killer.
Right.
Like if someone else with, you know, more reach in the internet community,
right.
in social media community, had that, it would have blown up.
Right.
Not me. I was trying to like tweet it out to people I was replying.
We're getting you there. Don't worry.
We're getting there.
We're getting you got interns Justin, now. Yeah. You got Justin's websites. Here. You're writing for a publication.
Justin's here to help out.
You're buddies with Landon Collins now, and Davis Webb's throwing you munchkin passes.
Evan Ingram.
Evan Ingram is your
my
boy.
I told you. I saw him on Tuesday.
Okay.
And we spoke for a while. Like Evan Ingram's my new best friend.
Yes.
He will be at my son's birthday party. That's one of my.
That's your goal.
That's my goal.
Like, eating munchkins.
Be friends with him.
Eating munchkins. Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah,
in a second. But the Mets. I mean, they're getting healthy.
Right.
The Yankees, fine. Listen, we all know what's happening. If they're the talk of the town. Mets are getting a little healthy.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Cespedes is back at home run. They're there. I mean, they're getting there. But there's, I mean, can they make the playoffs?
My depth of Mets knowledge is not very good right now.
Well, you know what?
We're deep in NBA. We're deep in NHL. Yankees.
Your depth of Mets knowledge would be better if they were better.
Right.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
I get people tweet. Oh, it's great. I love watching the Yankees now. Yeah. No crap. They're great.
Right.
They're
exactly.
Exciting. You know, you love watching. You're back to being a Yankee fan now. Yeah.
Right.
That's how it works. Like that's how New York works.
No, you're right.
Most fair weather fans work. It just.
I would
just
have to say I'm a quasi fair weather Yankee
in
fan.
In 2000,
I will admit
when did the Mets go to the World Series?
Two seasons ago.
Yeah, two seasons ago. 15?
Yeah, 15.
15. That was not long ago.
Yeah.
The Mets fans coming out of the woodwork at me were bananas.
Right. Out of control.
Like in Long Island.
Yeah,
I mean, especially. Cause
we're in the epicenter of Met idiocy here. No offense.
So that is what happens. And
yeah.
Everyone and their mother literally are become these super huge Mets fans when they're doing great.
And I told them, you better get one or two in the next 2 or 3 years because the Yankees are coming. And, God, we're coming quicker than I thought.
And you know what? Aaron Judge is 25.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, they brought these guys along slow. They did the right thing.
Exactly.
I mean, how long? I was hearing about Gary Sanchez for like 7 years.
Right.
Gary Sanchez has been around forever.
So the rebuild didn't happen this year.
Right.
The rebuild happened in 2012.
Right. And now we've added to it. Now we got a few more prospects that are about to
then
come
we
up.
Then Cashman, the genius, which Cashman is, it's just unbelievable what he's showing.
Yeah.
His
Aaron Hicks.
Aaron Hicks, we wouldn't trade.
Right.
Cashman's guy, wouldn't trade. He loved.
But we got Aaron Hicks for nobody.
Loved Aaron Hicks.
Right.
Then, he was on the Twins, right?
Yeah. For nobody.
Then.
Like a John Paul Williams or some catcher. Obscure catcher.
Right. And then the Chapman trade.
Right.
Aroldis Chapman rental. The Andrew Miller rental.
Yeah. And we get one of the top five prospects in baseball for him.
So all that stuff was part of the rebuilding phase. But I don't like, especially the haters, which are like these, like, I guess they're Met fans, a lot of like these guys. KFC Barstool, that dude. Huge hater.
Yeah.
He hates on the Yanks for doing, they're supposed to be, the Yankees are causing me so much trouble or so much angst because now they're doing good.
Smart
I hate
business.
It.
Yeah.
The rebuild didn't just happen.
Right.
It's not like, we just came on the scene.
Right.
The rebuild's been happening. Aaron Judge did not get drafted this season. He's 25.
Right. They brought
Aaron
him along
Judge
slow.
Is older than Bryce Harper.
Right.
You know what I mean? Think about it. Bryce Harper's younger than a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
But
they're doing it the right way. They're not even like the pitcher they have, the kid Chase Adams. Everyone wants to bring him up. The kid's like 23 and one in the minors. And the Yankees don't want to do it because they want to bring him along the right way. I think that's the right thing to do.
And you can see why the Yankee franchise, like the New York Football Giants franchise compared to the Mets, compared to the Jets, do things a little differently.
Right.
And they're organizational. The organizational
As a
culture.
Guy that worked for the Islanders, same thing. We'd rush kids up 18 years old, their pimples on their face. They're playing against, grizzled 35-year-old NHL players. They ain't working. So same thing.
I think that also starts a lot with the ownership of the teams.
Yep.
Jets ownership, Mets ownership, it's weak. Even you look at the Knicks and,
the
Knicks obviously have the same owner, and there's definitely problems with the ownership, and it always stems from there.
I agree. And you know what? Like, these Woody Johnson, even when we watched that Hard Knocks, remember when the Jets were on Hard Knocks?
Of course.
Of course, when I watch every Hard Knocks. He was like, he has all these weird, he's like kind of like, he's a less successful Jerry Jones type of ego.
Right.
Ego guy.
I kind of liked what they were doing in those days. I thought they were trying to do the right thing. It's just
they built on the defense.
It's blown up now.
Should the Giants? All right, let's switch gears a little bit. Should the Giants take a long look at David Harris?
I would love for them to take a look at David Harris.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I cut every linebacker they have.
David
Harris.
Right, we had the conversation today.
I mean, that's a vet guy, inside backer.
And he was.
He played two downs. He probably wouldn't be a third down guy, but they have guys that can play third down.
So, yeah, quicker guys.
Yeah.
He was top five linebacker in the league for a while, a minute.
But, I mean, it's a matter of can they work it under the cap, and I mean, I think we're on the. We have enough room. You'd think it would be, the sales pitch would be easy. I'm assuming his family and such is here already.
Yes.
So maybe take a little bit less.
Brandon Marshall.
You got Brandon Marshall here. Let's win a championship. You got snacks. Let's win a championship.
Amazing defense.
Right. Yeah. Yes, amazing defense. Right up, yeah. Your boy Bromley, who you love.
I love Bromley.
I know you do.
Oh, yeah. I saw him the other night.
I know.
Yeah,
you're like best friends with these guys now.
Yeah, I love Bromley.
This guy rubs elbows with the Giants like nightly now.
Yeah. Those guys. That was great. Those guys are my dogs. Now, charity season.
Yes.
So like what happens is like May, June, July is like where the Giants, especially football players, have their charity events. You know, every one of them has some sort of charity they're involved in.
Right. They all support each other.
They all support each other. Yeah. So, you know, they have OTAs, whatever, but that's really it, and they can go out in the city. So, Jeff and I went, and we had Landon Collins on here 2 weeks ago or a week ago to promote his first ever charity event, which is the Landon Collins charity dodgeball.
Yes. Very nerve-wracking.
Softball home run derby. And softball game.
Right.
I couldn't have had a better time.
It was a blast,
The event couldn't have gone off
any better. They did a great job.
It just so happened, I guess we can tell the audience, that the video will be coming out pretty soon, full video of Jeff.
Thankfully, I sent it to him today. I've been a little lazy on the trigger.
Jeff is my kind of social media counterpart for these adventures. Makes a couple appearances yourself.
My voice is definitely.
It was National Donut Day.
Yeah.
And we took a box of Munchkins to this event. And all these Giants were, ex-Giants and current Giants were all hanging out. Some of them were playing dodgeball, but some of them were just watching. Some of them were hitting the home run derby, some of them were just watching, and so on and so forth. And we would throw up the donuts, and they would catch them in their mouth, or the Munchkins. Or they would throw to me, and I would catch them in my mouth.
Right.
They were much better than me
at
catching, if you recall.
Right.
So I think...
They're professional athletes.
I don't think they missed one.
No, I don't think we had an athlete miss one. You're right.
Like, not even like... We can't even like edit it to make it look like
I'm not Bradshaw. It was incredible. He wasn't even looking.
I think they were 4 for 4.
Right. Hinoski,
Bradshaw, Diassi.
Boss. No, Boss missed with you, right?
No, he busted into it. That's it. 3 for 3.
Right.
3 for 3. And then I was like 3 for 8.
Yes.
Because I had like 8 guys throw them to me. But they were bad throwers. I knew how to throw. Right. In all honesty.
Your donut lob tossing is incredible.
It is.
Incredible, right?
Amani Toomer, he's the only one that saw the same way to lob, and he would throw a perfect lob.
Hey, the guys were loving it, though. It was a good little hokey gimmick.
Then Evan Engram, who was the Giants' new draft pick from Ole Miss.
The Ole Miss.
He goes by Eli, because Eli was from Ole Miss. Who's going to be another weapon to add to this ridiculous Giants team that we already
have
established with Brandon Marshall coming on this season. And
Rhett Ellison. Yes.
Blocking fullback tight end type of guy.
Yep.
Evan Engram was awesome. He threw it to me. But he goes something like, I'm like, why don't I throw one to you? He's like, I'll throw one to you. But after that, I got to get a couple. I was like, all right. So he throws one to me. I miss it. He ends up eating like 10. Then he ends up giving them out to the fans. Then we left the Munchkins in the third base dugout and went to the other side of the field. And the dude from our friend from the other dugout texts us, Evan Engram has ate the rest of your Munchkins.
Yeah, so apparently he's trying to put on that weight. I guess he's a little worried
about it. So that was on Friday. Then I saw him Tuesday at the David Tyree event, and he goes, Munchkin, the guy with the Munchkins, knew right away.
Of course, then
Davis Webb, I was like, Davis, you remember? I'm with the Munchkins. He's like, what? Oh, he's like, yeah, good slant, bro, good slant. So Davis Webb threw me a slant and threw me a Munchkin.
He threw a Munchkin slant. 37-year-old man running a Munchkin slant.
36.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry.
So, it's charity season. We have a couple more charity events going up. I'll be covering a couple more. Hopefully, we can have the players do kind of what we did with Landon Collins.
Yeah, sure. We got to think of some more hokey stuff. But really, I think you want to be Munchkin guy now. It's kind of your MO.
Well, it was Donut Day. Yeah. So it worked perfectly. Yeah. If it's somebody else's sort of kind
where
of
where is Dunkin' Donuts on the sponsorship of this, man?
Right? I guess we got a local D&D.
That's why we got the Padawan here.
I think we're going to have to work on it. Let me ask you something. What type of Munchkins were you throwing? Like, were we working with powdered, like jelly on the inside?
It was diversity. It was just
Jeff went into
it. It was a grab bag of Munchkins.
I'll tell you,
the people you see in Dunkin' Donuts on National Donut Day, very interesting. I wanted to get my 50 Munchkins.
You fit right in, though.
Yeah, it's a good, very good point. Everyone was freeloading for that. I might have been the only paying customer in the place.
That's true. So we got a free one, and we got 50 assorted.
Yeah.
I think that's basically what it
was. There were some powders. They were kind of picking the ones they wanted.
I will have to tell you, it's interesting you asked, though, because there are different size. Like the jelly ones, they're stuffed, so I think they expand a little bit. They're much harder to catch. So when I was throwing them to those guys, I didn't want to like have them miss. And for some crazy reason, I threw 3 to them, and they caught 3, which was ridiculous. I would throw the little chocolate, the tough ones, with the chocolate with the kind of like the white kind of glaze on it. That was the one that was the smallest. So that's the one I chose to throw, and they caught that every time. And on my Bradshaw, caught it and spit it out immediately because he didn't want to eat a donut.
Right. don't know. Maybe he's trying to make a comeback.
So the two things we heard was that they didn't want to eat the donut because it's like terrible for you because it's pretty much like poison for these like, you know, professional athletes.
Right.
And the other thing, the guy mentioned it. They said they don't know where those are coming from. They don't know who you are or what the donut. I was like, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't even think of that.
We could be like
some
crazy Eagle fans, you know, trying to poison the Giants season.
Jerry Jones. That could be like a Jerry Jones like spy.
That's actually like a Belichick type.
Belichick,
thing.
Yeah.
That's a Belichick type.
Well, I mean, maybe not. He's not our arch rival, but if Belichick, Eli Apple wouldn't do it. Eli Apple was not nice, by the way.
Yeah.
But if he does want to come on the show, you can come on, Eli. Yeah. But just in case, caveat that.
He wouldn't even eat an apple.
He was not nice. I had an apple for Eli Apple. He wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
But what if Eli Apple, all of a sudden, he bites my apple?
Yeah.
And there's God knows what in that.
Right. I agree.
I didn't even think of that.
Evan Ingram apparently didn't care.
Evan Ingram didn't care. He had like 20. Evan Ingram's, whatever he's testing positive for is
yeah,
way
exactly.
higher than everyone
else. Sugar. He's testing positive for sugar.
Yeah, but those guys run a lot. All right, yeah. So yes, it's good. I mean, that was a really fun event.
That was really good stuff.
They
did a great job.
That's
too.
The recap.
Right.
That's the recap. License plate guy Joe, the big blonde-haired license plate Giant fan, he hosted it. Next year to be good. I wrote that dude after. I was like, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Just to stay in his good graces for the next time.
Sure.
That's what you have to do. You have to glad hand Justin. Don't kill him with kindness. If they say, hey, man, I can't talk right now, no problem. Have a nice day. Like kill him with kindness. You don't want to get off on the wrong foot when trying to establish yourself or your reputation or whatever. But enough about football, enough about random donuts, and about a sport that's not being played when we have two of the three major sports happening right around us in the NBA Finals and the NHL Finals. Can we get an update on the scores of the
NHL? I think 0-0 still.
0-0.
I would really
good series. This is a great series.
I was telling you this outside, USA-Mexico. I know it's not a big deal for most people. Pretty big deal
soccer-wise.
That's
soccer. That's going on. The World Cup qualifier also going on. Score on that game.
We got 1-1.
1-1. Time?
I believe it's halftime.
Okay.
USA's never won in Mexico.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool. I mean, to me, I don't know. I like my obscure sporting notes. But potentially, if USA loses this game, not that they're in jeopardy, but they're 60% chance to make the World Cup, which is not
good.
Solid, yeah. I mean,
so if they lose,
how embarrassing would it be if like Costa Rica and Honduras and Mexico represent, you know, the Northern Hemisphere type of deal?
Right.
So
So that's going on.
Right.
Interesting. NBA is tomorrow night. We'll get to that after the break.
Finals have been great. I've actually watched
the
every
NBA
game.
Finals. Have been
I have
great?
Watched every game. What I think they've been entertaining.
What have you watched? Because they're fighting each other.
Yeah, I think it's entertaining.
I think part of it is like the storyline behind it. I think everyone loves it, even though it's might be coming to a close pretty soon.
It's a joke. It's like it's not even like a sport. It's like a circus. It's like I don't know what. Like I don't know. Very weird.
I think we got my buddy from West Islip calling here. My buddy
we
James.
Got James from West Islip.
Hey, what's going on? How we doing?
What's up, dude?
Is spelling?
Yes, that's it.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, just listen to the show. Definitely enjoy it.
Smelling you from over here. I'm smelling West Islip from over here.
Wow, yeah, I should.
Pretty corny.
I really wanted
to
pipe in and see what you guys have to say about, Sidney Crosby the other day, with the little cheap hits there. You know, the referees kind of let him get away with a little bit. I feel like, Starboy's getting away with a lot.
When you're the best player in the world, that's, like, so unbecoming of the best player. The stuff with the ankle lock on Subban and him banging his head in the ice, that's, he's trying to get Subban off of him. I'm not really more upset. The him throwing the water bottle off the bench, I mean, what is this, men's league, 1 a.m., 25 Heinekens deep. That's like total BS.
It was a pretty crappy throw too.
Yeah, it was a pansy throw.
This says the guy who loves Odell Beckham.
What? Me?
You don't love
I hate Odell Beckham. What are you talking about?
For that, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So I mean, listen, stars get treatment. Yeah. Jordan rules goes back as far as that.
Sure.
Blah blah blah. There's a lot of things that have to happen. In pro sports, the NBA. It can't go four games.
Right.
I mean, they have to fit there. Sidney Crosby has to be allowed, get away.
To throw water bottles at people?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit much.
It's a water bottle. Fighting's allowed. It's legal.
But it was the process of a play.
Okay.
That would be like,
That would be picking out a Sharpie.
That'd be like, well, I'm trying to think of, like, during a Yankee game, like someone throwing their mitten, you know, while a pitcher's going on.
Okay.
It's just, dude, it's,
a rosin bag, man.
It's very cowardice of a guy that's literally the greatest player, and it pains me to say it because I hate his guts. Right. He's the greatest player maybe ever to play. I mean, yeah, we have arguments about it about Gretzky. I mean, the kid can play. I mean, he literally took Game 5 on his shoulders and just won the game for them while throwing water bottles, while bashing people's heads on.
So speaking of that, James, we have a tight one right now, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, are you watching, James? Give us a little update.
I'm stuck at work right now. I'm hiding from the customers just because I can listen to the show. That's dedication.
Devastating. I love it, brother. I love it.
We have an update.
We still got a 0-0 game. Oh. The Preds scored. Murray let out a rebound, and they scored, but they blew the whistle too early. Premature whistle. They blew it up.
They're going to ride in Nashville.
Oh, man. They're going to ride in Nashville.
We got to, by the way, Viv, we got to hook James. I know I'm your cameraman. We really got to hook you up with James. James does, like, ridiculous sports pictures.
Good, James. Do you do video?
I'm working on that right now.
Excellent.
But, you know, it's funny. I heard you talking about the event with the license plate guy, and I wanted to get there. I'm a diehard Jets fan.
Yeah. Oh, we know this.
What
do you think about David Harris for the Giants, by the way, while we're on the subject?
You know what? David Harris, the guy's a class act, you know, on, off the field. I was actually with David Harris the other night at an event with Muhammad Wilkerson, a bunch of the other Jets. You know, it was a real great time, you know, and I actually had the chance to speak with David Harris, and I told him, I said, hey, thanks a lot for going out there and putting the team on your back, you know, because... In this day and age, in all of sports, you don't see many guys that go out there that are, you know, for the organization. You know, he was with the Jets for a long
Derek
time.
Derek Jeter.
You know, and that's the prime example. A class act on and off the field. You know, I only wish the best for him. And I told him, when I saw him, I said, you know what? You end up somewhere else, it doesn't mean I'm not going to support you. You know, and I've had the chance to have the one-on-one contact with a lot of guys around the league. Honestly, you know, he's a great guy.
He wants to play, right? So let me ask you this: the reason the Jets let him go, I can just make up this. I know already. You know, so like he was too expensive, most likely, right? I mean,
yeah, they offered him a pay cut, and you know he wasn't about it.
Do you know what it was?
I don't know exact numbers off the top of my head, but you know he wasn't about it. They let him go, and
how old is he?
I say he's 28, 29?
No, I believe
buy him.
I want to say he's like 33. Yeah,
oh, really?
I was going to say like 31, 32.
Yeah.
What's funny, I don't know if you guys have read about it yet, but one of the backup linebackers, Lorenzo Molden, just got involved in an incident.
Oh, yeah. He beat some dude up?
Yeah where?
Over like champagne or something?
Yeah, he's accused of beating the guy up. But reading the story that came out from the Post, it doesn't seem like it's that credible.
And then this guy's going to get suspended.
33.
And they're going to have to bring back 33-year-old David Harris. I'll take 33-year-old David Harris. On
absolutely.
A 1-year contract.
1 or 2 years?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Not guaranteed anyway.
We need a nice
guaranteed
veteran and linebacker.
Like $2 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. All right, James, appreciate it. We got to go to the break. After the break, going to have. All right, take
care,
care
brother.
After the break, we're going to have two things we're going to do. We're going to dive deep into the NBA Finals.
Okay.
Then we're going to have the intern over the Coles contest.
Okay.
It's going to be...
Are you ready?
I guess I'm ready. I'm going to get
Justin,
my tail whipped by a millennial.
It's going to be Justin and
embarrassing.
His categories and you again in your categories.
All right,
it's
old school, new school.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the Contact Us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gust Buster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit GustBuster.com and get your GustBuster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240. Broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
All right, we're back, as Jeff likes to call it.
The fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter.
I like it.
All right.
I guess I do like to call it that.
No update in the...
I got nothing.
No update in the hockey game. Although
they haven't burned down Nashville yet,
we can't give them too quick of updates. We can't do any. We can't bring a TV here and live call the game, which would be kind of fun.
Legally
speaking, but we can give as many updates as we can find through the interwebs on our phones in the studio. As we do that, as we prepare for a little NBA Finals thing, I think we're going to let the NBA Finals thing take us at the end. Take us out of here to go on a high note, because I really feel like those people listening to Sports Talk. Obscure Sports Talk Long Island Radio on a Sunday night. If you're here, you're here with us, you're here for the long haul, I appreciate it. Let's hear from you. 631-888-8811. My name is Mike Vivolo. Follow me on Twitter at Team Vivolo. Follow Jeff on Instagram as the official underscore Jeff Guida.
Follow me on Twitter, jcats97. Follow me on Instagram, justincats7.
And Justin is we're gonna start throwing stuff his way and kind of bouncing stuff off of him.
You're born in 97?
Born in 97.
Oh, I'm a throw up. It's probably the height of my athletic peak, 1997.
Yeah.
Winning Long Island championships, all county football player, and now I'm a decrepit old man wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt.
With a lady friend.
Yeah, with a lady. Nope, with a girlfriend. With a girlfriend. I don't want to get in trouble.
Dynamite drop it. Yeah. I led you.
That was nice. That you was lobbed that one up
bump
for me.
Set. Yep. Yeah. There you go.
I got a scolding text during the break.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, Mike loved that one.
All right. So, like I said, we're going to have Justin in the mix and Jeff in the mix. So, Justin, unfortunately, Mets, Jets, Knicks, Rangers. Knicks and Rangers, whatever. What are you going to do? At least it's not like a – what would it be worse? Mets, Jets, Nets, all the Etses.
And the Islanders. That's hell on earth.
I've still never seen one of my teams win a championship. And it definitely hurts because – all my friends are Giants and Yankees fans, and
right. He was 4 years too late. He was born 3 years after the Rangers won.
Oh man,
last championship.
I got love for the Rangers. I liked the Rangers growing up. I worked for the Islanders for 13 years, so it's hard to not.
And you saw the Rangers you didn't really see the Knicks in their finals in 2000 because you were 3 years old.
Yeah.
But you saw the Rangers you saw the Mets in their World Series in 2000. Well, they were in 2000 again.
Yeah,
you didn't see that.
Three.
He was three.
We were in college, popping champagne at each other.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was very that.
Yeah.
Oh,
you got me right in the eyes.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, boy.
I woke up in a lounge chair in my underwear in your apartment with a Yankee blanket on. I must have been like running around outside.
That's nice.
Because again, it was New York.
Now he's got three kids.
Yeah. So there's no pictures.
How times have changed.
We're showing our social media. There's none of that.
No, thank God.
Thank God.
I wouldn't be employed probably.
You can at least show people what you used to look like.
Yeah, maybe. Prime. Yeah.
That is, right?
20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Judge now leads the AL in all three Triple Crown categories.
Wow.
Owning a .344 batting average, 21 homers, and 47 RBIs. Boom, boom, boom.
I am sorry, Mr. Vivolo, if you're listening.
Right. I'm sorry, Mr.
Vivolo. Rafael Palmeiro, Saddam Hussein, if you're out there.
My dad didn't want to trade Judge. We were like,
this guy's out of his mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's incredible. I mean, we're not 20 games into the season here, man. We're almost at the halfway pole.
Wow.
You know, pretty nuts. So what do you got for us here? I see all kinds of notes and gibberish. I'm a little scared.
I can't read that.
Yeah, me
neither.
On that paper.
Good. Well,
I got 2150
so
vision, dude. Don't worry about me. I can barely see.
You can't cheat. All right, here we go. The intern, Justin.
Okay.
Against the...
Old turn?
The COO.
The extern?
The extern.
No, but you're also the chief technical officer, CTO.
Yeah, all right.
On the scene. The chief technical officer.
I like it.
We're going to do your favorite team, Mets. We'll start with Mets. I can't read this. Hold on.
I can't even read his own
hand. Jets. We're going to start with Jets. We'll start with Giants. So I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
And the answers will be different because one of them is going to be a Giants answer.
Of course.
One is going to be a Jets answer. Yeah. Okay. The all-time leader for passing yards.
First, Eli Manning's the all-time leader of passing yards for Giants.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Joe Namath.
Okay. How's it go, Ken O'Brien? Yeah. Okay.
O'Brien, second.
Okay.
Just shout him out. You know, there's no wrong answer here. Okay. The all-time leader.
So, am I losing 1-0 right now?
Yeah. I guess if you want to do it like that.
We can keep score.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, all-time leader in rushing yards.
All-time leader in rushing yards for the Giants? Oh, man, I know Jacobs is the rushing touchdown leader, but I don't know who rushing yards is. I'm going to say Tiki.
You know what? I just thought how I'm going to do this game. I'm going to have you answer, then have you answer, then I'll decide the right.
Okay, okay. I'm going to say Tiki Barber.
I'm thinking Curtis Martin.
Correct and correct.
All right, nice. Okay. Two for two.
Good job.
I'm actually a Giant fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Way to go.
Okay. All right. All right. Last one. You're not going to get this. This is hard. You probably won't. Receiving yards. Last football one.
Receiving yards is Imani Toomer.
Very difficult. Very difficult. No, this guy's born before your dad.
Altoon?
No. Don Maynard.
Don Maynard.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Don Maynard, right. Yeah. New York Titans, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that, almost not
We'll
fair.
Give him a mulligan
the
on that.
The thing is, it's the Jets.
Yeah. You know? Goddamn Jets.
Yeah.
Imani's right?
Yes, Imani's right. Yeah. For a couple more seasons.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
If we pay,
well, if
we pay,
if he shows up, if
we pay Jerk Bomb,
yeah, you mean right. Sterling Shepard's gonna.
So
yeah.
I'm not gonna. I had retired numbers on here, but the Giants have way too many. They have 16, so I'm not gonna go through.
They were the first team to retire numbers, by the way. Yeah. New York Football Giants. Yeah. True story.
The Jets have five.
Okay.
All right, move on to the Mets.
Okay.
All right.
This is where you might get me a little bit. My Yankee knowledge.
Your Yankee knowledge. Okay. Hits, all time leader in hits.
For the Yankees, it's Jeter.
That was a layup.
That was definitely a layup.
Well, it was Gehrig. I mean, it was called Jeter. Didn't pass until like the third or fourth last season. But okay,
2000. And I'll tell you when that was.
You love Derek Jeter.
2009.
I love Lou Gehrig. So yeah.
Derek Jeter became the all-time Yankee hit leader in 2009.
Right,
five seasons before Jeter. 3,465.
If Lou Gehrig didn't die of a disease they named after him. He might have hung around a few more years.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. All right. Hits for the Mets. I'll give you a hint.
Wally Backman.
I'll give you a hint.
David Wright.
David Wright's the answer. All right.
Wow.
I'll give you a hint. David
Wow,
Wright.
Good call. We'll give you a second recovery.
All right.
Now.
How about triples?
Triples for the Yankees? Wow. God. I'm going to go back in the day, bigger ballparks. You know, I'll go Ricky. Ricky didn't play with the Yankees long enough, but I'll take the L on that one.
He did not. Ricky didn't play long enough
right.
for the Yanks.
Right.
What do you got?
Triples?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I'll give you a hint.
I actually know who it is for the Mets.
I'll give you a hint.
I know who it is.
He's active Mets.
He's active. I know exactly who it is.
Jose?
Yep. Reyes.
I know.
That's what I was thinking.
I actually knew it was Reyes. It's a shame.
I got to be more confident.
Yeah, all right. Just shout him out, man. Don't worry about it. There's 12 people listening.
The three of us are more people than hearing this than ever.
Right. Exactly. Don't be embarrassed.
The triple leader for the Yanks?
I have no clue.
You love him. Lou Gehrig.
Wow. What an in-your-face to me right there. The Lou Gehrig lover.
I skipped the one I had to do triples after the
just
Lou
to jam me. Yeah, nice job. Yes. And I figured old school because the fences were bigger back then and, you know, the guys were playing with monuments.
163 triples.
Wow. Iron horse, baby. Yeah,
dude can run.
Yeah.
Home runs.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's got to be Babe Ruth, right? I mean, layup city, but... I felt like it was almost a trick question, like Jesse Barfield or something nonsense.
No, don't overthink it.
I think look at these guys. He's using his millennial powers right now. He's like, "Somebody do the Mets."
I might go to Google for this one. I'm not sure.
Phone a friend.
New York Mets all-time home runs. I mean, everyone knows this dude. I'll give you a hint. Darryl
Strawberry.
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
No.
Oh, good. All right. So confidence, man.
Confidence.
Come on. What are you doing?
Shout it out.
Third time to have it. You got them all right. All right. Last one.
Okay.
Of this contest, which I think Jeff has won. Last question. Wins.
Whitey Ford.
Seaver.
All right. Well, you got them right again.
Stuff, young man.
Yeah,
good
Tom
stuff.
Seaver, 198 wins. Whitey Ford, 236 wins now.
Okay.
Andy Pettit,
Wow.
Has 256 career wins.
Right, but he had
37
Astros.
Of them came with the Astros.
Right.
So he was a little bit behind Whitey, which is kind of weird. I love Pettit. You know, he could have been. He could have played a couple more seasons because he was crafty. Just yep. like CeCe. By the way, what CeCe's doing now
right.
is amazing
Unreal.
Also. And kind of, you know, now he's his sobriety and that sort of thing. But he's a crafty lefty getting in his age. How many wins does CeCe have?
As a Yankee
no,
or total?
No, no, no. All time. Because I think CeCe, I mean, the 300-win plateau thing in Major League Baseball is going to be harder and harder to reach.
All time, I'm going to say CeCe's like 215.
I'm going to say higher.
Okay. We have our crack.
Should we go to Google for this?
Let's go to the
videotape.
To the,
talk while this is happening.
What's it called? What's the
Elias, the review?
Elias Sports Bureau.
Yeah.
Elias Sports Bureau. I'm going to say CeCe is going to be way over 215.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's going to be closer to 250.
I'm going to say 215.
And I'm thinking he's definitely the active leader.
Let me get some guesses again.
Okay. 215, CeCe Sabathia.
I'm going to say over.
Okay.
No question.
You're saying over?
I'm going to say over. Not by many, though. Not by much.
7-2 on the season. 230 and 143 all time.
Okay, so right in the middle.
So is CeCe Sabathia.
Price is right, I win, you overbid. Well, actually, no, you didn't.
What'd
I say? You said 250 originally. But
I'm still
said,
I'm still wrong. Yeah. I'm still further away.
Yeah, it's true.
He
ain't getting a 300.
70 more wins?
No way. Are you kidding me?
What?
All right, well,
five more
I'm glad he's
14,
sober.
Five more seasons at 14 wins. How about that? How about 4.5 more seasons at 7 wins.
14 wins is tough in this day and age.
Well, how about this?
He's
got 7.
Yeah.
He's got 7.
Right.
So how about 7 more this season?
Right.
That gets him to
237.
No,
how about 10 more this season? That gets him 240. And then he's got 60 wins over the next 4 years. There's 15 a season. Look at me with the math.
Not happening.
I don't think it's happening.
I think the way we're breaking it down, I don't know if it's happening.
I don't think it's happening. 250 would be a heck of
how
an accomplishment.
How old is he? 35?
Yeah. Plus, he's got a million innings on him. Milwaukee threw him 4,000 innings that 1 year they had him.
Listen,
1 million
he's
innings.
He's a special player.
Yeah.
You see what he's doing. He's a special player. He's always been a special player.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan, but I get
he was a super athlete.
Yeah, he was.
Right? He's a super athletic guy.
He can
guy.
Hit, too,
he
man.
He can hit. He played football and baseball. He was a super athletic guy. He's 6'5".
Yeah.
He used his athleticism from age 21, whenever he started in Major League Baseball,
right,
and with Cleveland, and then he had his run with Cleveland, and he won a Cy Young, I think, with Cleveland, and then Milwaukee, and then the Yanks. But he's been playing for 14 seasons.
He's got to be
and
14.
He was he was used his athleticism up until say the first 10 seasons. Then he started drinking,
yeah,
and it caught up. The drinking and the age caught up to him. He was still a super athlete and still knew how to pitch very well. Go get sober last year, and now you see the reverse.
I cannot forgive him for what he did in the playoffs a few years ago, where he went into rehab. Well, can't forgive that.
Before the playoffs, but it was before game one, and we lost game one of that play-in game.
Right.
It wasn't
I can't forgive that.
Wasn't
you're making $20 million a year.
He wasn't pitching that game anyway.
I can't forgive that.
It hurts
that.
The team morale.
Yeah,
that,
I can't forgive that.
I'll give it.
Right. Unforgivable.
Right. Nowadays, these kids, I don't know what goes on, like Ohio State, or like college, everything has got to be on the up and up.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? Like, think about it. These guys, I was out Tuesday night with some of the Giants and some of the kids. I think they're kids. They're 20, 22. They're rookies.
Yeah, they're kids.
They're drinking. They're drinking beers and stuff. And I don't know. Everything has got to be on the up and up. You grow up in this age.
Get nailed with pictures. Or
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about the social media scene in the Ohio State. That's a big school now. So you have the social media scene among the Ohio State sports athletes. Is it like, are they at parties and stuff, and you're like, don't take pictures of me? Like, what is it? You know?
I definitely see a lot of the football players out to bars.
Yeah.
I've seen Zeke probably 5-plus times. High Street is like our main.
During his season or during his one season? How many?
Zeke was there 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
During those 2 years.
After he got drafted, probably a week after, I saw him on High Street at like 2:30 in the morning with a girl.
Yeah, okay.
And then
he wearing like one of those high shirts with his abs out?
Did they switch shirts?
Yeah.
He was not sporting the crop top at the time.
Yeah.
And then I saw him towards like the end of April at school. He was outside of a bar getting a gyro at a gyro stand.
That's
nice.
Great. I mean, that's cool.
And he had about like 20
gyros.
People around him.
Yeah. Does he come back to like work out there or anything like that with the players maybe?
I'm sure he comes
back. I know
back
quarterbacks do that a lot because they go with a throw to the –
right.
Yeah.
The Manning brothers go to North Carolina, still or Duke. Duke. Yeah, Rutcliffe. Both their college coaches. Yeah.
It's definitely pretty cool,
Peyton
though.
Peyton doesn't do it anymore.
Because a lot of the football players just go to random gyms at our school and play ball.
Yeah.
A few of my friends were playing basketball at a random gym, and Cardell, Eli Apple, they were all back at Ohio State, and they just played pickup with them.
Oh, and that's on campus?
On campus.
Just like random like gyms? How many gyms? I mean, Ohio State must have like, yeah. It's like a college.
And they had like five.
Had one.
Like, yeah.
Well, we had,
no,
one,
we had
like,
Sriracha and the other one,
we
right?
had like this one new thing. It was the biggest thing. It had two basketball courts.
Biggest,
everyone was there, the whole school.
I'm pretty sure we have the biggest gym in the country, actually.
And yeah. It's like a, big, a field house type of thing? That's just like it's, bananas? And it's just like courts on courts on courts?
Courts, there's probably 10 courts, full track.
Yeah.
Pool, like, I can't even describe it, to be honest.
It's a powerhouse school.
Oh, yeah.
They're
going to put a beating on my beloved Cornhuskers again this year. Well, you guys went 62-3 last year. It was, God almighty.
It was something like that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Ohio State was in it last year, wasn't it? Weren't they?
Yeah, we were in it.
And what happened?
They're always going to be in a mix.
We lost. We got rocked by Clemson.
Right.
Absolutely okay. Rocked.
All right,
no shame
well,
in that.
No shame in that. Clemson, yeah, Clemson's good.
Ohio State's going to be in it every year.
They are.
The Michigan game, though.
Yeah.
Easily, probably the greatest sporting event I've ever been to.
Right, so you've been to two. Well, there was two.
Yeah, I
didn't go one home and one away. Mm-hmm. Right, so you don't go to the away.
We won both.
Okay. But, so,
Michigan has been
horseshoe,
in a while.
The horseshoe.
Yeah, the shoe, absolutely.
At the horseshoe. They spell out the I, Ohio.
You dot the I.
Dot the I in the Ohio. How? That's like the marching band? Who does that?
Well, we have the marching band. Best band in the land.
Yeah. Who docked
No, they select a kid. Like they're.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does like, that? That's what I'm getting at.
You earn that. It's like a.
So
like
the marching band makes the Ohio, right?
Yeah.
And then the member of the band dots the I.
Yes. Like a senior kid that they
someone dots it.
Yeah.
It happens. I don't know who.
You don't know who? Because like that's kind of the kind of novelty. First of all, that I love.
Yeah,
like,
I know you
stuff.
Do.
But that's the kind of thing that you should get like. You know, a celebrity to come right. to, and then blow. You know what I mean? Like that's
here's your transition. You get a guy like LeBron to dot the I.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
The during the Michigan game, the Cavs had a game in Philadelphia that night.
Okay. During the Michigan Ohio State game.
During the Michigan Ohio State.
Where was that one? This is that in Ohio State this year.
Yeah. So we were in Columbus,
okay.
And they're him JR. They're all just like on the sideline watching the game. They went to Philly that night and played. They probably stomped Philly. Like it didn't even matter.
Oh, day game.
Yeah.
And they probably got like a PJ.
They're
or
probably
helicopter.
Doing the water bottle flip game like they did
right.
against the Knicks this year.
God.
Or like sleeping on the sidelines.
All right. Well, you know. So thinking. So speaking of LeBron and
yes.
JR, dynamite segue.
Yes.
Here we are on the precipice of my correct prediction.
Yes.
Which Warriors in five. I still think that's the case.
I think that's the case too.
I don't understand. Why don't these games don't come down to one? Why every game's a 20-point game? Either way.
Because there's so much scoring. It's like, you know, back in the day when the Knicks played the Bulls, it was, you know, 84-82.
That's not the reason.
Now it's 130-112.
But that's not the reason.
Yeah.
Because there's scoring.
Well, there's so many possessions. There's, you know.
Like, I mean,
why can't it come down to
the thing with the Warriors pulling away from the Cavs is I think the Cavs definitely run out of gas. And
yeah.
A team like the Warriors, when they get hot, they don't
right.
they don't miss.
Right, and their opponent like you know like curls up in a ball kind of thing. But the Cavs to do it, that was weird. There was something funny going on in that game. Curry didn't even shoot, like he was 3-for-8 or something like that. There was something funny on like about making the finals go another
game. Are you claiming conspiracy here?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
Like
interesting statistic. The Cavs have actually outscored the Warriors in the NBA finals when LeBron James is on the court.
Yeah. That's, well and yeah, and it's like that's a great stat.
Yeah.
The guy's just unbelievable. The runs that they go on.
Yeah.
When LeBron's out.
Oh my God! They went on like a 9-0 run in like 43 seconds.
That's so good.
It was
yeah.
12-0 run. LeBron's sitting on the bench like freaking
a minute.
Out.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure when LeBron went back into the game, I don't even think Tyronn Lue like pointed at him. He's like, "Yo, like come back in." LeBron just got up.
In.
Yeah. He just got up and walked over.
I mean, you know, he's going out on a shield.
Like, right. Well,
you
we
cannot question
this.
His greatness.
We said this when we had Eric Newman from Bleacher Report on last time.
Yeah.
And we're like, listen, the only way for this to get done is LeBron has to go 45-15-15 yeah. and play every minute almost. Like,
right.
you can't – how else
like,
can you
die
do
die on
it?
The court,
you
basically.
See, we saw it coming.
Yeah.
You know, Justin said to me backstage before the show or you know, off the air, like, it's kind of weird in the NBA when you know – the teams that are going to be in the finals
yeah.
every year. Like,
this is why I have no interest in basketball up until June.
Every week we said this, and Jeff said every week, we know who's
right.
going to be in the
I'm
finals.
I don't want to talk about basketball until now.
So,
like, right,
that being said, you saw what the Cavs could do.
Right.
I guess. If you want to call it, if that game was legit on the up and up.
I think it was legit.
So, you saw what the Cavs could do. honestly, they could have. They probably should have won Game Three.
They should have won right? Game. That game just slipped right out of their hands.
So it could have been a 2-2 It could be a 2-2 game. It could be a whole different story. Otherwise, you think you're going back to Golden State right now?
I'd be crying.
It's going to like stop.
That
the
would
pros.
Fit the conspiracy theory a little more if it was 2-2 right now. I mean, now we'd have maximum entertainment, you know?
Yes, I suppose. But going back to Golden State, it's going to take a lot. I mean, listen, these guys don't even play basketball anymore. It's like, oh, the finals on? Is game five next week?
Right.
This rest is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't even get, like, that little edge, you know?
I have been
Draymond could have been suspended. That could have been cool.
I've been entertained.
That game.
I don't think they're doing that to Draymond 2 years in a row.
That game was ridiculous. The rest literally changed it. Right. So they didn't eject Draymond.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I agree with you there. That was a little suspicious.
So, what do you have for game five? Tomorrow night.
Golden State's going to win. And I hate to say it.
I'm
rooting for Cleveland. I'm going to I'm going to go the lowest scoring game of the finals. How about that? Which is still going to be.
Can you get the line?
Still going to be ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure Warriors are -9, -8.5 maybe.
Cleveland's going to cover. I'm going to go 111-106.
But they lose. Golden State wins on their home court.
Golden State wins.
Okay.
And I'm disgusted.
It's on record. I also think Golden State's going to win. I don't see how they don't win by 20. I thought they were going to win by 20 last game. Every game they win by 20.
Right.
It's going to be like 131.
They're
due to have a close game.
Well, I would love that. You know what I mean? Or just like some drama, have Zaza punch another dude. Like, you know, like.
Step on someone's foot.
Yeah. Have some like trip on a fan. How about LeBron and Durant getting at it the other night? Like, that stuff's cool. Like, and that's what these guys want to see. That's what these young kids want to see, too. Like,
it's funny, before we came here, I was watching the 94 Knicks Bulls. I don't know. I think I sent you a picture. I'm like, this is when men were men. You know,
well,
Oakley, Mason.
It was
Mason.
The same nonsense, though.
It was.
Each other up in different, you know. Yeah.
But the games were in the 80s, not in the 120s.
Yeah, all these teams, like, from, like, the past, they're saying, is Golden State the best team of all time? And I think it was, like, the 2003, 2004, like, all the old Pistons, they said, we would kill this team. Like, we actually play defense.
So. I don't think so. I think this. How are you going to stop Kevin Durant?
I don't think so either.
How is anyone? How is like Patrick Ewing? You know, because 7 foot guys used to be banging the box.
Right.
It's a different game.
Right.
It's a different game.
Yeah.
And they're slow.
Right.
Those teams are so slow.
Yeah. You watch just plotting basketball.
Oh yeah.
I loved it because I'm a plotting individual. But I mean, the athleticism.
I plot
next level.
I like it because I plot. I'm a big proponent of. Pretty much no sport. I'll give you 20 years. No team from 20 years ago or player from 20 years ago is better than the best player now or the best team now. Any sport.
I don't disagree.
In any sport.
Bigger, faster, stronger. Think about how these guys, like the Giants is a great example. Those guys wouldn't eat a Dunkin' Donut. You know, meanwhile, back in the day, I know I worked for the Islanders. I talked to all the old-timers.
Cigarettes.
These guys won 4 cups. They were drinking beers in between periods. They were smoking cigarettes in between periods.
Yeah.
When I used to go on the team plans with the Islanders, they would be eating gluten-free. These guys, their bodies are temples.
Look at the 86 Mets.
Yeah,
Their whole team was on drugs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there's a great video of Hernandez in the dugout smoking a cigarette.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Well, so you have the conversation, and we might as well take it there. We have 5 minutes left.
Right.
The LeBron Jordan conversation is going on. Listen, numbers aside, sure, Jordan maybe have like he has a couple more numbers and a little more like accolades here and there. But like physically, you're a better player. Like Jordan was a very skinny but very awesome second best player in my opinion ever.
I'm with you on LeBron.
You cannot. These guys, and in 20 years, there's probably going to be someone better.
Maybe,
it's just how it goes. Like you see,
I mean, LeBron
size
is
of these guys
maybe. 3 or 4 inches taller than Jordan, thicker than Jordan, as athletic as Jordan.
Go right.
Only thing Jordan is clearly was a better shooter.
Sure,
but
jump shooter.
I mean, LeBron is.
If LeBron's going to the hole, you're not getting in his way.
No,
he has a head of steam. I'm running.
Right,
out of the stadium.
He's a tight end.
So I mean, so that's what I'm saying, and I think it's with goals with all sports. Look at Aaron Judge. We bring it all the way back to the beginning of the show.
Right.
It's a very similar thing. The Aaron Judges are going to start popping up now.
Right. 6'9", 280-pound outfielders.
Right, right.
Those guys didn't exist.
Yeah. Actually, they did.
Yeah.
There's one. Trivia question.
Okay.
All right, Justin, you're never going to get this.
You might get it. Really? Okay.
Yeah, because
Jared Lorenzen?
It has to do with with fat guys, plotting guys. There's Aaron Judge is the second, tied for second, heaviest outfielder ever. Okay? There's been one guy who's the same weight, or listed at the same weight, for his period of time when he played the outfield, and there was one guy who was heavier.
Okay.
You know both their names. Wow. I'll give you about 30 seconds to think about it as we talk about that whole juxtaposition of this new superhero, this new, like, these guys are, they're armor. They have armor on. Barry Bonds got in the box with armor on.
Yes.
He was also juiced up, whatever. But he had armor on. You're not going to throw a ball by that guy.
Right.
You couldn't throw for three reasons. You couldn't throw a ball by Barry Bonds for a lot of reasons. But, like, he was the next, like, addition of athlete.
Right.
These guys say, like, oh, Mickey Mantle, like, listen, no one's Mickey Mantle just yet. They were saying that, comparing Aaron Judge to Mickey Mantle. No one's Mickey Mantle just yet.
Right.
But he's 5'10", 185, Mickey Mantle.
Right.
Yeah, sure, he had great power. He's only hitting 80 mile an hour fast.
And the Mick was probably half in the bag most of the games. And again, Aaron Judge is probably doing tricep curls right now.
Yeah,
you know,
crazy.
Like, it's a different world.
Yeah, finely tuned.
It's a different
the
world.
The answer to the question is Dimitri Young.
Okay. I remember Dimitri Young. Didn't he hit the sausage with the bat?
Wasn't that him? The meat hook, they called him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
300-pound right fielder.
He was not 6'9", though.
No,
he
no,
was
no,
about
no, no.
6'1".
No, no.
Maybe.
And the other
on a
guy,
good day.
And the other guy was Adam Dunn.
Oh, Adam Dunn's a monster.
Adam
Dunn
was a monster.
He's a big dude, actually.
He played, you know, for his small, and he was predominantly a first baseman.
Yeah.
I think
the Yankees should move Judge to first base. That's another story for another day.
He'll be the DH.
Yeah.
He'll be
you
got to
protect
DH.
That guy, man.
Yeah. Well, Greg Bird will be a first baseman.
I can't have him diving in the walls.
Greg Bird will be the first baseman.
30.
No. We've said this before. He's not long for the outfield.
Right.
All right. So, Justin, what do you think? First hour, we're wrapping up here. I think you gave some very good dynamite drop-ins. Good fast with the trigger. These young kids are fast with the trigger. With the
phone. My God, yeah.
You know, hey, update.
Better than me.
What's the update? Let's give us as we
go out of the show. We got Nashville Penguins tie game still. Yeah, sorry, I jumped in your grave, Justin.
I think we're going into the third all tied up at zero.
Really?
How about USA-Mexico? What do we got there? I'm sorry.
1-1.
Okay.
And Christian Pulisic, the only player with, like, multiple chances, they're saying. Like, he's playing unreally, just hasn't put the ball in the back.
18-year-old stud. Like, the next Ronaldo, they're saying. From the United States. 18.
On the national team.
On the national team.
He's,
wow. He has more goals than Ronaldo.
He's scored in, like, every game.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
No clue.
All right.
United States.
First assignment. Get that guy on Sports Talk 1240. All right. So, yeah, good show, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Flying by the seat of our pants.
Every other Sunday, you'll hear me, Jeff, and I. And for the summer, Justin will be here. And if he calls you, be nice to him.
Have a good night.
All right. Take care, man.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.